Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Mills moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive to center field. Averill throws towards third. Hughes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hughes. Mills scores. Chapman scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and has Cronin trapped. There's the throw to Hughes who throws to Hale, who tags Cronin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Salters moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. 2 outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Mills moves to second. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. 2 outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 0 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. Trotsky goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soltis scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom strikes out. There goes McNair. The throw from Pitlock and McNair is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is hit by the pitch. Hughes moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Weatherly moves to third. Larry moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. Larry moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Larry scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mills for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desodles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to first to double up Cronin. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hughes. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell moves to second. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Jack Wilson now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cronin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.